turundusuudised.
Today's topic is about Easter. It comes from mintel.com. And Mintel has researched and came out with a trend. They say that during this Easter, consumers will pay increasingly attention to the excessive waste caused by packaging of Easter decorations. And when in 2012 there were only 9% of companies claiming that they had environmentally friendly product or environmentally friendly package, then in 2014 already 35% of the products had the claim in Easter sugar and confectionery category. So there are two innovative packaging solutions in the market this year, what Mintel brings out. One is edible packaging. So they bring us an example, Kühler's edible Easter grass launched in Germany this March, that is made from edible paper and sweeteners, and looks pretty nice, by the way, on the picture as well. And the other innovation was what Mintel suggested was the trend about plant the package. That could be another alternative with several solutions in other markets, not in yet in the Easter market. And here is a sample is a recent project from Kickstarter, in which a Californian-based company was developing a compostable coffee cup impregnated with seeds from local trees and plants.
I googled it and I read about it a little bit, and so you wanted my opinion of
what do you think about it? How does it feel now in United States, for instance? Do people think about environmentally friendly products and packages before the Easter?
I don't know if, especially around Easter. Of course, Easter and Christmas, these holiday brings a lot of like extra packaging or maybe non-necessary packaging. I think people in America are very aware of you know the reusable packaging and let's say you know especially in California the electric cars and it's like everybody is talking about it. It's on the radio, it's on the TV. So I think many people are aware of it. I don't know if you tried ever the edible packaging.
No.
It was actually, I tried and I even like, I think it was more than 5 years ago, I went to the party, Hollywood party, and there was, they served on edible cups and plates. So you would eat your cup and plate after you finish your food. It was kind of like a non-tasty waffle. So my problem with this was it was fun. It was, everybody wanted to try it, but I think nobody liked it.
Okay.
So I think the challenge in the edible packaging would be to make it tasty. So it's actually, you know, the people would eat it and had some nutrition from it and enjoy it. I think right now it's kind of like, gig. It's a mimic, which people think it's fun, but I don't think in a bigger scale that people would really do it and eat the Easter grass, and maybe the kids would think it's fun for 5 minutes, but then I think the idea of have a seeds in the cup, the California idea, I really liked. I read about it. People are very enthusiastic about it, and I like the idea that you don't, you know, they actually provide these containers when you can put the cup and have other people to plant it, rather than you
need
kind
to
of,
do it yourself.
You might not have time. You might don't believe it. You might there is an option that you either do it yourself or you can have other people to do it. And I think that's more realistic approach. And I like the idea that it's the plants, it's the local plants, because we have a drought in California and we're trying to grow more plants with no need of water. because the water is a real problem here in California. So, you know, there are succulents which don't need there are many plants which just live on kind of the moisture from the ocean and from the air. So I think that that's the planting the local tree and local flowers and succulents. I think that's it's a great idea. And obviously, I think they had a plan to reach $10,000 to start, and they already had like 21,000, so more than double. So I'm sure this idea we will definitely see the cups very soon in the market somewhere.
Very good. I like the ideas as well. And by the way, I had pretty much similar memories from edible packaging, actually. The same mm-hmm. type of probably plates tasting like a wafer or something. That wasn't too good, just but like that wasn't too bad tasting. Either. It was just okay. Nothing very delicious.
It was tasting like... They should like spice it more.
Probably.
It was very plain and it didn't really taste so great. So you still felt like you're eating kind of like half plastic or.
Yeah. So. But I think there might have been a concept also. Maybe they thought that as you don't eat only the plate, probably it's covered with something. They probably didn't want to put kind of, let's say, too many restrictions on what you can put on the plate, because if you think the plate might be chili flavored and then the cake you put there will have a bit different taste after eating it on the plate. But I think that looking at the children as a target audience, I have two kids, one is two, one is six. The 2 years old could eat any package without any problem until it's fun. So maybe this would be the right age to teach them that it is okay to eat, because now you say that don't eat. It's not for eating. So I think that that maybe looking at the younger generation, it will be possible that they are really learning that it's okay to eat these things. Of course, planting would be a lot of fun. Of course, with the Easter, Estonia has a bit problem because it's not very popular here in Estonia with the Easter decorations. We are kind of an atheist country. Uh-huh. So we don't believe so much in Easter and all the Christian traditions and then the other countries. So
as you probably imagine, it's huge in America.
I do imagine.
You didn't throw out yet the Christmas tree, and you already see in the stores the Christmas
Easter decorations.
It is really the overwhelming little bit how much people it's a way how to make money. Obviously in America it's important how to make money and more money and I don't like it myself. I like to reuse my decorations. I have a box with Easter decoration and box with Christmas decoration, and I use the same every year.
Yeah, we too, and I think it's very very fun. But in Easter, when you eat a lot of candy, so usually there is a tradition. So should probably, I think the package is important, but maybe not only during the during the Easter time, but also in the Christmases and all other time. That if it could be reusable, then I would really be happy to have the trend also more.
But and as I Estonia. Said, I think the most important is to educate the kids. I think the school would play a huge part, you know, of the education, preschools and schools. And if I think, people get used to whatever if they learn as a kid. Because even if you look on the diets of people, what they eat, they practically like to eat what they grew up with. So me being Czech, even though I have a Korean blood in me, I love dumplings and I miss dumplings here in America. I like soup. So I think if you teach kids to, you know, reuse the decoration and to, use the edible or eat the edible packaging, I think it's very possible that there will be new generation growing, and they will just have it as a part of their lives.
New generation eating up everything.
Yeah.